New York
is
the time of life. Sorry, I was singing some Sinatra. How are you, love? How are you, love?
Okay, not
miss
so well.
You. No.
No. I was supposed to go to the eye doctor this morning, and it was...
Don't go to a doctor. Are you insane? You cancel all your doctor appointments.
I canceled it to tomorrow.
Don't leave your house, bruh.
Oh, my God. I have to go. I've canceled so many times.
Please. It's dangerous out. I don't even want to come over. I planned I would spend the weekend with you, but I could have it, and if I give it to you, then you're dead. Even if I don't, I can have it and not have symptoms. And then the second.
No, I know.
The second.
Honey, stay away from crowds.
So they don't let us leave anymore. Thank God. We get to stay home and work from home.
Yeah, you're not taking trips.
No, not only that, we don't have to go into the office anymore.
Oh, you don't have to. That's
no,
good.
It was only my boss who said it. Everyone else at the company, they're waiting until the taxes get submitted. They don't want to tell them. But for us, we're doing it at home. No trips. Nothing.
Very good.
One guy in our team is like jumping to go on this trip to be on a plane, and he never wants to be on the planes to begin with. This is the one time that he's saying, "Oh, let me go on the plane. Let me go on the plane." I think he might be suicidal. He may not be like happy with his family or his young daughter who has an issue. He never wants to go on the plane. Now he's asking to go on the plane. It's so bizarre.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone doesn't understand what he's doing.
Maybe he wants to blow up the plane.
How you doing? How you doing?
So how long have you been home, honey?
Probably like a week now.
No, I mean how long? How many days have you been home?
A week. I don't even know which question you're asking, but it's okay.
You don't know when you're home? How many days? 2 days? 3 days? Oh, you're gonna. You don't know.
Oh,
how long
this is the subject.
But I asked
this is
how
day
many
two.
Days have you been home?
Day two.
Thus far.
Day two.
2 days, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, make sure you get your food delivered right.
Okay.
Oh, there's my order. I have to place my order. I'll talk to you later. Call me back in a little while, okay?
Okay. Love you. Pandemic number two.
Wait 1 second. Where to? I want to go home. This way. Wait 1 second. Favorites? Home. Okay. Wait 1 second. Favorites? Home. Alex, you still there?
Yeah, why?
Okay, I just gotta get on the right road, and then I'm gonna push it back to the phone.
Okay. How come you didn't watch the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm? It was quite brilliant.
I didn't even watch the first one.
Why not?
Because I'm working like an animal every night. It's very upsetting. I'm working a lot of hours. I had a whole thing with my manager. She's nice and everything, but I'm like very behind my ability.
Did she try and control you?
I found out I was $100,000 behind in a school district that she didn't bill for. I'm just very upset.
Is she stealing from the company?
She's not stealing, but she's just not billing for things.
So Joe is telling you. So Joe is telling you to fire her.
No, I'm not going to fire her.
Oh.
I'm working with her. But finish about what you said. So you had some things to do in your off in your apartment. So they accuse you of not working the full time, and you weren't working the full time.
Yeah, but they stalk us if we're available on Skype. And the Hasidic girl moved back to Houston, Texas. She's done for.
Oh, really?
Well,
she's no longer there. Wow, that was short.
Well, she's going to be working remotely, but my manager Michael thinks it's it for her. He thinks either she wanted to leave on her own, or she lived in Washington Heights where they're all infected, so her parents wanted her back home with her family.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Everyone
she knows knows someone who has it in Washington Heights in Yeshiva University. It's pretty fucked up.
Oh my god. I wonder what Carly Stein's doing, because she goes to Columbia, which is right there.
She's probably staying in her dorm, not talking to too many people. So,
you know, they make CUNY and SUNY only online. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They closed everywhere. It until no graduation.
Good.
Pretty weird, right? It's pretty weird.
Yeah, it's funny. It's crazy. It's interesting. It reminds me of the Matt Damon movie Contagion that we saw. It was a Steven Soderbergh. Everyone at the end died. Everyone died at the end.
And it was a bat, right?
Yeah, it was. Oh my god.
And now this is a bat.
I think it was a bat. You may be right.
I think a bat.
You're not the best with movie details either, but you might actually be right.
I think at the end they showed you how it happened. And a bat, like, shit on something with a bird. Something like that. And it like, transmitted.
Cool.
Something transmitted it. It was, like, really weird the way it happened.
Yeah, I know. It was a good movie. Yeah, so they accused me of not doing work I wasn't doing. So that when they asked why this, like, two-hour task took me 5 or 6 hours... I told them it was real. The Hasidic girl didn't help me at all with it. So I said Alana was supposed to do it, but I had to finish a lot of it myself. Because she was supposed to do, like, most of it. And she's not, like, that committed to the job. She moved back to Houston. So,
wow.
So, that, yeah, just normal bullshit. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's cool. So, this woman is causing you so much stress. I didn't realize you would have.
Oh, forget it. I haven't watched. We finished a season of Game of Thrones. I forgot which one it was even. It was before we went to Florida. I haven't been able to sit down and watch it.
Oh my god! You were right. This what it was. Bats. You were literally the movie was bats.
Yeah.
That's so insane that you remembered that.
Well, because they're saying that this is caused by some kind of bat something.
I know. It's a big deal. Yeah. Bat shit. No, they ate them, though. They ate the bat.
Who ate them? Oh, they ate the bat?
Gooks. Yeah.
I thought it was that the bat's urine went on fruit and all that. That's what I thought.
Oh.
He said.
There's two stories, then. It could be a combination of both. I'll just
Google
it. Are
you talking about Contagion, or are you talking about what happened in real life?
Both. But now I'm talking about real life now.
Yeah, it's something. If you beat up on it, it's very scary.
It is.
But I hope you're taking precautions, like not touching your face and, you know, washing your hands.
I don't plan on ever leaving my apartment. Nani's not going to want me there, is she?
I don't know, but, you know,
I'm gonna try to go on Saturday night to Sunday. If it gives her a heart attack if I show, then no. But if I could convince her to let me come, it would be pretty cool. So,
well, believe it or not, even if you're exposed to it, God forbid you got it. If you wash your hands and you don't breathe a cloth on her, you know, there's a good chance she won't get it.
Younger people are okay, but old people, like, they pretty much die when they get it. It sucks.
Well, that's what they're saying.
I hope Tom Hanks doesn't die. Like, a lot of,
I don't think he will. I heard that his kids said that he wasn't even that sick.
A lot of people don't have symptoms, but they have it. And a lot of people get over it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How are you otherwise? Did you do anything else with your life this week besides work? It sounds like you're getting a lot of pressure.
I was on the voice chat with the dating coach guy.
Oh, how is that?
He says I have to improve my conversation skills. amongst other things. He thought it was good I was seeing a psychologist, and I need to see another one, he said. So,
why see another one?
Because this one's not responding to me.
Oh.
So, he said, yeah, definitely give it a couple tries before anything. Yeah, he has a YouTube video, and then I call a hotline, and then he'll talk to people who call in. And I have some of the most, like, realistic problems out of all the people. All the people that call him are, like, dumb teenagers who are, like, doing stupid, like, college things. I'm the only one who has, like, a legitimate problem. Why? Do you think it's weird that I, like, talk to, like, some, like, host about, like, issues with girls? Is it bad?
No, I don't think it's weird. Cool. But I think that you still should be in therapy, and I told you that.
Yeah,
and I don't understand really what happened with Joseph. He seemed very concerned about you, and
he said for me to reach out to him after I reach out to the new psychiatrist. So I'm going to wait to do that until after my busy season because I'm so stressed right now, and like I don't have time or energy to like go through more therapy, even if it helps.
But that's the time to see somebody.
When you're stressed and overworked.
That's really the time to see somebody, though, you know, is when you're stressed.
Oh my God. That sucks. That's when you have the least amount of time and can't make time for it.
Yeah, but that's when you should be talking to someone. So I think you should follow up with him and see Joseph. That's what I think. And everybody is telling you, even this guy who doesn't even know you that well.
He knows me. No, he's judging me. Like, if someone judges you and they assume, like, really bad things about you, then they know you less than you could possibly ever imagine for yourself.
I think he's telling you because he doesn't know you.
You and this complete stranger are saying the exact same thing to me. So maybe
someone who barely even knows me. You know what that's telling you?
No.
That's telling you that it's very
obvious. It's obvious? How obvious is it if you had, like, firecrackers and, like, Big Boom? That's the most obvious. The least obvious is, like, something sad. Like, Allie thinking that people are going to give her all their, like, property and, like, she's gonna get, like, it's pretty sad. It's not good. But, like, I don't, like, think that there's any issues. It's always, like, other people, like, judging me. So, if there's one thing to take of it, I'm really not bothered, like, that much by what other people think. It's just I've been getting so much rejection, and it's just been pretty bothersome. But, like, I wouldn't care, like, if I was able to make the next steps. But, like, the fact that I got rejected so much, like, I guess shows there's a problem. I don't know. I've just been pretty simpy. Simp. You know? Does that make sense? Do you have to hang up because it's so radiating? Sorry if I sound like a jet engine when I talk. Sounds like you're gonna deaden me. So I just hang up then. Is Joe there? Are you just gonna like hang up and then pretend that you didn't hear this part? Ryan does that sometimes. I'll give it 10 seconds or 20. Are you recording this?
Strand 2.
So I don't know what you're talking about recording. I'm not recording you.
I don't understand. Why do you wait till I hang up and then to do the thing that Ryan does? Like, what's the...
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. I'm in the car.
You've been in the car this entire time? Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, so Joe is there, too.
No, he's not here. He's in the house.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? Defensive and paranoid.
Well, how come you were just letting it ride for, like, over 45 seconds to 90 seconds without saying
I was looking for my keys and my credit card that fell into the car. You weren't talking.
Oh, wait. Fell under the car, so you were outside?
No, I'm under the seat. I was looking under the seat.
So you were in your vehicle with the sound.
Alex, you're wasting a lot of time. We don't get to talk that often. Why are you saying stupid stuff like this?
Because you just stopped talking, but then you heard me accuse you of recording.
Move on from it. What is wrong with you? Move on.
No, it sounds like you can't move on.
All right, Alex, anything else?
That's what the dating coach said. He got so frustrated because I was trying to give him critiques of... I told him that he wasn't being genuine, the dating coach, and that he was giving people fake advice to be his image of what they are, and the people are unique individuals, and people shouldn't fit a form. And he just kept saying, I'm giving you laws of attraction. What don't you understand? It's just like some whiny Jew.
Yeah, I'm giving you laws of attraction.
Yeah. Whiny Jew. He's some fag with a beard. He was able to grow a beard and I couldn't. That's honestly the only difference between us. He said I need to work on my conversation skills. And, I don't know. I think that was pretty much it.
Uh-huh.
You know me. I speak great. Not monotone at all.
Who said that?
I thought you did.
Well, you are a little bit, but...
Really?
That's not the problem. The problem is...
Everything. Everything else.
No, it isn't. You've spending too much time isolated, actually, I think. But now it's a pandemic and you have to be
isolated. Being isolated, it's chill. If you have, like, a few loyal people who, like, have your back, then, like, being isolated, yeah, like, a good amount of time is probably good for productivity. And what if I'm interested in more academic pursuits instead of just...
Yeah, I don't put that down. I like my time alone, too.
I feel like there's two ways of doing it. There's alone time, and you can do many different things with that. But then there's going out, which my age-ish is usually standing at a bar with, like, a drink in your hand the entire time you're at the bar. Not that you can't have a drink in your hand indoors, but I feel like that's all people go out to is drink now. So.
Oh, that's just a waste of time to do that.
Okay.
That's just a waste of time.
Thanks. Not that people I know. I don't know anyone who goes out and drinks anymore. I talk to people who, like, more stay indoors. But it's cool.
Yeah.
I don't think no one really goes out anymore. That's like 18 to 24, pretty much.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool.
But I'm looking forward to seeing you for your birthday.
Why?
Well, to celebrate.
I guess something like that. So no play?
Well, they closed Broadway for 30 days.
That's their problem. Your fault. Okay. I developed a thing of Tourette's, but I'm going to talk about that with my new therapist, so it's chill.
All right.
Sorry if this conversation disturbed you. I'm just a little overworked right now. I'm just a little...
All right, and I understand. I'm like that too when I'm working.
You're probably like that right now as well.
A little bit, because I haven't really been getting much
Your sleep. Fault. Sorry, your manager is a nut or bust. I mean... How's Game of Thrones? That's something to live for.
I don't know.
You literally haven't had time for TV. It's just,
No.
Are you doing any emergency protocols so that people don't have to report to work?
No.
Okay. That's healthy. It's good that they don't think you have coronavirus anymore and they're treating you like a healthy individual, so...
Yeah. I mean, what seemed like a joke last week...
Right. Oh, yeah. Serious. Right. That must be a different outlook because they were kind of, poking fun at it. But then,
yeah.
Would it be any different if Lily was around? Would she be more cutthroat and make sure that people like weren't giving?
I do miss her, and I'm thinking of, you know,
you miss.
I'm thinking of going. Really, I told you, it's like I'm fading out, I have someone interested in one aspect of it, so I'll see what happens.
Yeah, you could probably structure it in a super efficient way where you can suck only the most profitable and
just do some low brain
functioning work.
Like instead of 30 people, maybe you have 10 or 12 people, you know, like something like that.
Yeah, that would be amazing. That would be awesome to do that. And after our conversation, I actually reached out to Ben, and he assured me that everything's great, and just that, he wants to be, he said he's down to be a true friend, so I got another one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I don't know. It's a weird age. People kind of, like, switch positions a lot, and I never really chose a side, so I'm just kind of like floater, but just floating around my own apartment.
Yeah.
At least I have a job, though. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
People will still talk to me if I offer them jobs or something.
I will tell you something weird, though. I did put some money in stock, right?
Why?
Well, because Joe wanted me to do it and said you should do it.
Oh my God! You said no. You said no for years and years of times you were supposed to do it. Now, like, absolutely wrong.
The stock market was so inflated, and he said Facebook and all that, and
so retarded.
Yeah.
When did you buy it?
I put some in January, and the rest I did like last week.
You did it last week? That was the worst time.
Because I thought, you know, like, things are going to go back up.
Did he, like, want you to buy stocks so the price would be inflated? And
No, he wanted me to buy because he said, it's good you did it in January. Buy a little bit more because now it dropped and it's lower. But it's definitely going to go up.
He doesn't even know what he's talking about, so...
So now I'm nervous.
My Bitcoin, I just lost about 15,000 in Bitcoin in the last week, so.
But don't take it out. Just leave it.
Yeah, of course. I know. You've learned. You could pretty much be a trader from the lessons you've learned. You learned to not take out after what happened with all of your...
Well, I'm not gonna, because I don't need the money now, and I'm gonna leave it, but it's so really scary to see.
No, it's absolutely so ridiculous how any day you would have invested the past 10 years would have been a smart time to invest, but this was literally the worst time, the only time you were supposed to sell for, and you bought.
I know. It's so crazy. I know.
They're so unforgiving. I
know. But, so, I'm all upset about that, but I'm trying to.
All of Harrison's bosses make money from the things that you did. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. Crazy. Wow. Yeah. Everyone in. Oh my God, this might be the death of cryptocurrency. It went down 40% today.
Yeah, I know, but don't do anything.
No, I'm not.
You're young.
Oh, I don't give it. I don't give a shit about that. I'm not focused on money. I'm focused on pleasure. I want to. The simple things, you know, a book in the beach. Learning something really good. Friends and family.
Yeah, definitely.
Dogs. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Cool. So much fun. Yeah, maybe when I'm remembering all the beautiful trips we had now that Italy's closed down and everyone's talking about travel. Maybe once everything's healthy again, we take a trip either to Europe or something fun as a family.
Yeah.
And I could probably pay for some of my own portion, maybe a portion of my own trip because with my job. I work.
Yeah, you know what? It would be fun to kind of take a cruise together with
some. Yeah, now that it's probably going to be cheap at some point after like the virus is over, just because everything plummeted.
Yeah.
Although some of those companies are probably going to go out of business, but
you know what Lori told me?
Yeah,
she
that's
did a very sicko. Similar thing. She took her retirement fund and met with a Fidelity guy.
Oh my God.
And she said, oh gee, I'm gonna like invest the whole thing because the stock market's doing well.
Everything?
Almost everything in her retirement.
What?
And she told me that she invested in cruises and travel.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like Succession, Parks and Entertainment.
And then she
Parks and Travel.
Then she told me that she also believed that did something with liquors. And one of the
latest
Corona beer.
Who's her damn investment? That's so. I asked Corona if
and
he.
She never invests. She never does.
You have good stories. I asked Corona if he felt self conscious about the thing. At first, he was like, no, no. Now, he doesn't really know what to think. It's insane.
Well, it's so stupid that people think Corona beer has something to do with it.
People are idiots.
Idiots. Lori took advice from this guy, and she says people are always going to drink beer and wine and liquor, and she said that she took, because Corona beer was part of it, took such a hit, and she can't believe it, but she says she's trying not to worry about it also, and she must have hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know?
Oh my God, I can't order Chipotle. It's not letting me order it on the thing. Every other place is okay, but Chipotle not.
I wonder why. You're going to eat now?
What do you mean?
You gonna eat something now?
I was a little hungry. The granola bar didn't fill me up today.
And they deliver it?
Yeah, why? Bad news! Your session expired.
I'm trying to eat vitamin C. I got a whole bunch of oranges. I'm trying to eat oranges, like to build up immunity.
No, vitamin D.
Oh well, that's good too.
Vitamin D.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool. Oh my, she invested in all the worst stocks. Wait, she invested in Corona, like, what's going on?
I know, it's crazy. Don't repeat that to anyone, it's private information.
So, do I have to delete this Facebook post I've been typing as we were talking?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you see Trump's talk last night?
No, I didn't. I was working.
It was so heroic. He said he's going to pay for everything, and they just put $8 billion more. They're going to pay for everything. And he wants us to all be a beautiful nation together. And he got so much hate for it today, for saying that.
Oh, did he?
People are sick.
Oh, God.
Love you.
Love you, hon. All right, be in touch, okay?
Why? I'm kidding.
Just be in touch.
I'm kidding, bro. Love you. Okay. I'll see you, you. I'll see you next weekend. I'll come back okay. and to Petsoff.
All right. Perfect.
Miss you. All right.
Miss you.
Okay.
Love you.
Fun talking. Bye. Me too.
Bye.
That's all, folks. Said enough.
Pandemic 3.
Yo.
Yeah, what's good, bro?
What's up, B? What's poppin'?
Yeah, I just found out that your boy tried to lock me up.
What?
I swear, bro. I swear on my life.
How?
You know Raja, bro. Like,
oh, Raja's my boy?
Shit. Like, I just found that out.
I didn't know Raja was my boy. He's your boy. What are you talking about?
Nah, because obviously I heard. Well, my girl told me that he told her father to be not be with me and try to lock me up and shit. That's oh, what I heard.
Shit. Yeah, we finna pop a cap in this G's nut. The fuck? These nuts? Ain't nobody fucking with Wavy Crazy. Are they insane? When did this happen, Dave?
Yo, I heard it from a long time
ago. Yo, no way you heard it. I can't believe it. That's disgusting.
Oh, I swear on my lifetime, bro. That's what my girl
shit's goddamn disgusting, bro. B. Can't believe he fucks like that. He needs to learn the motherfucking lesson. And
bro,
I mean that literally.
That's what I heard, bro. I'm like, what? All
you right.
No, dad is trying to lock me up and shit. Yeah. Bro, I can get a fucking lawyer, bro. Cam's father's a fucking lawyer. Cause he locked up my ass. Like,
Cam.
Like,
yeah, you know quit with that pussy like, shit.
Don't know that shit.
Don't fucking know.
Yo, yo, I swear, that nigga try to lock me up any day, any time, bro. Bro, you know how many people bail me out, bro?
You'd have the block. The block would be there if shit finna hit the fan. Do they know? Yeah, acting like I don't even know.
Bro,
I know,
I'm like,
bro.
What? That nigga trying to lock me up. Alright. He's gonna get his ass kicked. Watch. Any day, any time.
Any fucking day.
Any. Yo.
So.
I want you to call him and see what's up with this kid, bro.
Alright. Let's three-way him in. I'll call him right fucking now. Alright. His number. 514-6139. I'm gonna call right now, just hang on the phone.
Alright, now. You better speak to that boy right now. I'm not playing with this nigga no more, bro. I've just found out so, that.
We're calling now, yeah. Shelby.
Who?
Shelby.
Okay,
you know, David told me about what happened, Rajab.
Yeah. I know you said what?
He knows everything.
What? What?
What's going on, Lee?
Calm down.
Hold on one sec, Rajab. We straight wave?
Huh?
Okay. Raja, David said that you were trying to lock him up.
Huh? Hey, Raja, did you really tell
Me?
Yes, tell him.
Raja, so from the word of the Lord, it was brought down before us hitherto today that you be fucking tripping balls, B. I don't know what trash weed you smoke. If you think you're going to be telling Wave that he ain't going to get with his girlfriend, that his parents need to know that, her parents don't need to know shit. She's got to have, like, 15 boyfriends at this point. She ain't got one. There's only one guy that she's going to keep going back to. It'd be Wavy. So, ain't no way her dad isn't going to let her see Wavy anymore. Because we be up there with our condoms and our dicks, and we be finna make sure that it be like a movie. So, I don't know what you said to try and get Wave locked up with Corinne's dad. But if this behavior were to continue, then me and Wave have to call Cam, because he's going to be able to defend Wavy a lot better than I think you can right now. So there's going to be some problems if this continues, Raja. And we're all buddy-buddy sometime, but this isn't going to be a thing no more. That sound good? Okay, dude. Awesome. You still there, Wade?
You know better than that. You know better not to lock me up. I'll bail my ass out. Literally.
It's because he knows Cam's dad, Raj. He has, like, that specific connection that he's going to be able to do it no matter what. That's why shit's kind of... it's just easy.
Bro, trust me. You don't even know, right, of how I play around, bro. You don't.
Raja, did you mean to do it?
I'm trying to act like you do, but you don't.
You didn't mean to do it like that, Raja, did you?
Huh?
About what you said about Wavy and Corinne. Oh shit, for real?
It's just doing my own day.
Oh, it's crazy,
man.
Rajab, you're not jealous now about Wavy having a girlfriend. That's not true. Yeah. She's his, you know, right gal. Everyone has their own.
People don't know how, like, bro, I'm the boss. I don't know what you're thinking, Rajab, but if you think you could lock me up and tell me to stay there forever, I don't think that's going to happen. You don't know what I'm capable of.
Wavy is boss.
What do you ask me?
Wavy's a boss.
What do you ask me?
Trust me. Every my little homie know that. Even my big homies know that.
It's a lot.
Even Alex knows that.
I do.
Trust me first. Because I'm older. I'm
Yeah.
Wait, he's a Herrick's legend, yo. You don't gotta be a dick to him like that. He does mafia moves.
Trust me, bro. Trust me. People just don't know how I do it.
That's true.
I know how I do it.
Get it. Get it.
Are you
looking at you? I'm your friend, David.
So, if you're my friend, why are you trying to lock me up, sir?
Who broke it, yo?
Why do you guys care about Sue so much?
Yes. There's a difference between, yo, don't get people involved in your business and my business, bro.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Don't do it, yeah. It's dick.
I'm telling you, my dogs, I'm not the one to play with.
What?
I'm not the one to play with.
Don't come on.
Waves on Fox like that.
You know what happened?
What's up with me?
You know what my laptop is?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not lying to you, bro.
I know.
Keep it real. 100.
I know. What's up with me? I don't know.
Wave gonna flip a switch.
You just said sue this, sue that. So why are you lying to me now?
I need to see you.
Shit's gonna be crazy if Wave lets the cannon loose.
David, I'm coming to you, bro. I'm gonna sit there like this. You
ready? Bro.
You know.
People.
You
ready?
Bro.
You know how he is, Josh.
I swear, Josh, our friendship is over.
Oh, no! You serious, dude? Shit. Yo, he means business, Raj. Yo, I wouldn't fuck around like that. I think he's pretty for real, Raj.
Like, I'm not joking, bro.
He's really not.
I'm not the one to joke with. Like, for real, for real.
He's not fucking like that. Dude, it's the truth. I'm kind of scared to see what happens at this point. I don't want to be around for this shit. I wanted Raj to find his own girl, so he didn't keep wet in the bed. Yeah, he just hung up, though.
Shit. Yo. Oh, my God, bro.
What's up, bad? Yo. He's gay. Like, bros before hoes, though, seriously.
Honestly, bro, I'm not the show. I don't know what the hell you're thinking, honestly.
Shit. I didn't realize it went down like that, that it was so serious. He didn't seem to, like, be laughing at that much at the end. I think he realizes he's gonna get his ass beat if he continues that way.
Bro, I told him once, yo, don't make me bring people to his crib.
I know, yo, because you got hitters. You got hitters for his quitters. Dude, you would get the avenue. You would literally have the avenue down on this boy.
Yo, people just want to say what they want to say, like, oh,
such pussy shit. I'm sick of it, bro. He's being a herb.
I'm telling you, bother you, Alex. Like, this kid better, like, understand something, bro.
He's gonna get smacked if that shit don't stop. Boy, that black don't crack. I don't know what the fuck he thinking. Shit's gonna get real.
I should bring my fucking...
Bring Lucas Ep, bro. Bring Lucas Epstein. Bring Lucas.
Yo, this position is, yo, I'm telling you, bro. If he keeps this on, it's gonna be war.
This is gonna be war.
Literally, at his neighborhood, like, I'm shooting off everything. The freaking library, the houses, the cars, everything.
Yo, fuck it, dude. I'll join you. Yo, B, like...
People think
you're playing.
Joke or something.
This ain't no joke.
Like, nah, bro.
I'm 100% convinced this ain't no joke.
100%, bro. This is surreal. Like, yo, people should know this by now.
Yo, fuck him up and then make him cry all the way back to hell. Nah.
Like, mad people be like, what the hell is this sound? And be like, oh shit, you got a dog right now. The crazy motherfuckers out here at your neighborhood right now shooting everybody, so.
Yep.
I don't care, bro, if I got fucking 30 years of life. Period.
Right.
I don't care.
I know, dude. It ain't a thing. When it's fucking honor. And boy's a bitch. You don't realize. You literally don't realize.
I don't know. Honestly. Yo. Honestly.
He literally doesn't realize what's coming. That shit's fucked. He's been the bitch out.
Yo, this shit to be fucked. Like, literally, bro. I'm telling you. Oh, it's like, people from Busbury be like, he's a soft muffin. Yeah, soft muffin. But when the AK sport comes out, make it better run. Far as the sun.
Yeah, he's done. Know. He's done. He'd
be like, I'd be like, yes, sir, you better fucking know that shit.
I know. He's gonna be crying like a bitch. He won't even know what hit him. And then he'll see who's the one crying.
Yes, sir, you better know that. The whole Westbury.
Oh, even for
the
sure.
Even the freaking everything. That he represents for his time, that.
Yeah, definitely.
You better be quiet about it.
He's such a fucking pussy, he'll probably rat you out, though.
Okay, if he rats me out, bro. What?
I know, dude.
I don't care, bro.
Such a bitch boy.
Come by, I'm out.
He's really gotta cut the shit one of these days, or... Then we're really gonna do something stupid that we'll regret. No regrets, yo. This kid's fucked. Legit.
Rob this shit. Every time you guys bring him in, rob this shit.
Every time. Yo, does he even know how much? Does he even know how much money you spent on Corinne? Does he even fucking know?
I don't fucking know that.
I know. It's a fucking pussy ass weakling.
Bro, he reminds me of that fucking Pokemon.
What?
He reminds me of Caterpie, that little pussy ass nigga Caterpie.
With his little fucking creepy crawly legs.
Exactly.
Oh.
Fuck, dude.
And then when Zappos or Articuno and Voltrix comes out, he better go back to his Pokeball.
Word. Alright, I gotta go back to my work because I lost all my progress. I was just doing work for 20 minutes and I got to leave. Bro. Yo, it's all good. It's just really fucking gay. I'll talk to you later, yo. I'm glad we could do this. This was pretty chill.
Alright.
Yo, talk to you soon. It was awesome.
That really happened, actually. The progress on my Excel workbook got... it disappeared. I don't know what happened. System crashed. Or maybe I was just being a fucking idiot. Save your work, bro.
I'm fine, Hamburger. I just munched down on a delicious tweet.
Pandemic.
Now I'm going to finish my sailing.
Four.
Well, dude.
Dude, I can't believe Don Jr. responded to you.
You weren't the only one.
That happened too. I made a tweet on Don Jr. posting a video of his father, Trump, dancing to this Indian ritual song from a Bollywood movie, and Trump's face was superimposed. So I wrote that this is racist, and I said what it was. Also... I said it was racist, like those comments you made about coronavirus, because he said something that the media was blaming him. The media was blaming his father for giving people coronavirus and saying it was killing a lot of the black people. So I said him saying that was racist. Who really knows?
Honestly,
dude, I'm also confused by your motive. Like,
I forgot the best part. Don Trump retweeted. He responded saying, basically, it was like a really long response. Let me see what I could find. This response ended up getting, I would say 900, probably at 1,000 right now, 1,000 retweets from what he responded to me. So, if I can only find it. I can only find pictures of people, cars, and boobs. Alright. He said something essentially like, everyone now and then is going to say something is racist about some shape or thing. That's the rules today. Those are the rules. That is if you're a lefty, of course. So I think it was just pretty cool. The Don Trump Jr., president's son, sitting president, retweeting me. It wasn't like he was like the president once, like currently the president. His son is calling my name out and then forgetting about me 2 seconds later. It got 1,000 views. They were all hate against me. People had nothing but horrible things to say about me and my family and started commenting really nasty things in all of my pictures on my public IG. Pretty incredible, actually.
Good question.
Moving on.
Aren't you a fan of his?
That's what everyone asked me, including my mother. The first question. Shouldn't you be concerned with finding a girlfriend and looking for girls? I said, huh? She's like, you know, the things with vaginas that you marry. Don't you? You know of those? I was like, hamburger with cheese?
Ben's laugh is super creepy. But,
so, second question. She said, "What was your motive? What did you mean by that? Because I wasn't sure what side you were actually taking, what position." I said, "I'm just trying to mock the CNN people who always call him racist." And, like, the thing was, I was trying to make a parody of the liberal media, and then everyone thought I was a diehard liberal tardist.
I think you got taken a little out of context there, buddy.
Did you see how many comments it actually received after DJ
received? Like,
1,000. 1,000 comments, and then his got thousands of likes. His comment on with my name in it. And shield.
He tagged you.
What the fuck? Like, when are those an option? Donald Trump's son, the president. He's going to be president one day as well. I think he has about a 40% chance of being the Republican nominee in the next 20 years.
He's, and he tagged you on Instagram.
we're children.
You can put that on your resume.
I was thinking of it. Idiots. Who? Idiots.
You're insane.
Thanks, bro. Really happy for you that we got this all together. I'm sorry you didn't take the job at my firm. We would have loved to have you. The Hasidic Jewish girl that replaced you will find a husband soon enough. Don't worry.
What do you mean?
A girl 2 years younger than us, a Hasidic, she calls herself a progressive conservative, modernized Jew with like the skirt and everything. She Washington Heights Jew, dude. That community. That she's the one who got hired because I couldn't hire you soon enough. It's such a bummer. But she's just trying to find a husband.
I'm sure there will be an opening soon.
Oh, are you actually trying to work in my company?
Yeah, but the timing was just awful. But the timing was just bad.
The way it all adds up, it seems, this is how I see it. You go ghost, and I'm trying to be like, where's Ben in my life? I'm looking for more Ben. And then I try and get you, like, to have the job work out and everything in between. And then I just felt as if I wasn't getting as much attention as, say, like, Ryan would hit you up, and not my Ryan. So,
dude, the timing was just really shitty.
How shitty was it?
Dude, a lot of chaotic shit happened.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, like, you see, that thing I was explaining to happened, and now my brother is, like, my mom is in Japan trying to get my brother out because he has, like, some sort of surgery on his spinal, like, fluids, and, like, he's all
fucked
up. What? Yeah, like...
When did that happen?
So this was a few weeks... This was right after, like, I had...
Is it because there's just no doctors because of coronavirus that they're all not working?
No. He has, like, concussion problems.
Which
multiplied into, like, worse problems.
Oh, my God. Like, life-threatening?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, but, like, no. they're trying to get him home.
Okay.
And, like, so, it's just been a very chaotic month. Like,
It sounds. I wish you would have filled me in a little bit sooner. I would have honestly sent my prayers and, like, sent a fucking flower or chocolate or whatever, dude.
When shit gets chaotic.
Yeah?
When shit gets chaotic, I tend to, like, go dark.
I'm sorry about that.
No, I don't mean dark as in, like, depressed. You know, I mean dark as in, like, off the grid.
You just don't want to deal with, like, friends and shit?
No. I just, like... No, you ever heard the term, like, you know, he's going dark for a second. Like,
yeah. No, I definitely get that. Usually, like, it happens to be when people are severely depressed or anxious, but I know that that's not as much your deal. You just don't want to be associated with, like, that degree of dark.
I definitely, like, I'd be down in, like, the future if it ever comes up again. The timing was
wasn't even just talking about the job at that point. I was just saying, like, I really, like, didn't even hear from you, like, about, like, and making a plan to go to a driving range or see a movie or... we could have still talked to girls, even though I told you I was, like, done with women. I was talking more in, like, the rhetorical sense, you know.
You go to the driving range?
Yeah, I've been planning a trip for Samimi, actually. That would be cool if me, you, Samimi, and my brother went to the drive. My mom told me I should hang out more with Samimi. And, like, I stopped, like... Well, everyone tells me that. Maddie, you, my mother... Ryan doesn't say it. Neither Ryan tells me to hang out with me. But I could have done that, dude. So if you want to go to the driving range soon, the four of us, no Ryan's. I think that'd be pretty cool. Are you not entertained?
Dude, the double drunk thing made me... I
know, dude. I see myself as, like, a porny, pathetic, like, Jay-Z. Not that I'm anywhere as good at comedy as he is at rap. But I'm just trying...
Are you trying to be Bill Maher?
Bill Maher or Bill Burr? Bill Maher?
No, I feel like you're emulating Bill Maher.
That's awesome, dude. That's a huge compliment if you say that. I literally just try and be me, and I felt that Bill Maher had shared my opinions since the day I started thinking things were funny. I saw him talking about weed and, like, pussy on his political show when I was, like, fucking 7th grade. I was like, that's where it's at. That guy gets it. And then he was so awkward and weird on the Joe Rogan show. Joe was big fan before that interview, and a bad fan after. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, dude. So anyway, I just kind of, it's been a very chaotic month.
When you put it like that, you don't even have to apologize. I'm just saying, like, it would have been really cool if we could, like, talk and vibe through that really stressful time. Because I would have wanted a friend if I had to go through some shit like that. I would have liked a friend to go through that.
I know, and I really appreciate that.
I'm never going to give you a hamburger again.
Why not?
I'm just playing about.
Dude, have you run into the homeless doctor recently?
Yes, he was outside earlier demanding $10 bills.
What's your story now?
No, same shit. That story he told you that week, it's the same thing he's been telling every time. Yeah, I actually haven't seen him for about, like, a month now. At least a month, maybe two. What?
Because it's too cold for him to pretend he was playing softball.
No, he used to do it in the winter. He would be out there begging... 6 months out of the year.
He pretends he's playing softball in the winter.
Thoughtful?
Well, no, because the story was, like, he hurt his knee playing softball.
Oh, softball. Indoor, dude. He's a doctor. Come on. you have to stick to the script, bruh.
He's a very wealthy man.
I know how many times I've... I asked you. He acts like he's your best friend too. Like he's seen you in the neighborhood a million times, and it was your first time ever in that store. He's like, you come in here, I come in here. We're neighbors. I don't know how much better I could prove I'm a very wealthy man.
You're not my neighbor. You're on my street.
You're on my property, but you're not a neighbor.
Yo,
you don't own a store, you don't pay rent, you're not a neighbor. unless you're legit a child of someone who pays rent. And if you're a doctor, I don't think you're taking care, you don't have that much time to be taking care of, like, sick relatives and shit that you moved into. He's a very wealthy man. Just picture like some dude fucking this is Sparta. Literally, he kicks like another beggar into the pool of like Hudson River. I am a very wealthy man. Sorry, dude. Still brain dead. I'm still brain dead as usual. We all. Is everyone? I don't think Ryan's brain dead. You're Ryan. All Ryan, I guess. I don't think he's brain dead.
I don't know.
Well, you, everyone, really?
Everyone's either brain dead or closet brain dead.
Oh my god! So like 6 years of intensive drinking did that to him because he doesn't like smoke or do drugs.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying? Because I haven't seen.
No, I'm saying everyone who hangs out with us. Is kind of brain
dead. Oh, you're talking in like blaming us sense.
Yeah.
I guess I've had a knack for taking things down to a whole nother level, stooping down below someone's possible acceptability for what could be considered sane and humane acts. Just defying every boundary and mincing and moving through this social structures that we have. You call it 2020 millennial. Sorry, bro. I'm just saying poetry. When I smoke, I do poetry. I get to travel and smoke, yo. This job is pretty insane.
One of these days, we'll be coworkers.
That would actually be awesome. Did you have to take off work for what you've been doing, or have you still been doing your 9 to 5, that usual goal?
I've been doing my thing. I'm actually on lunch break right now, but I have to go in real soon.
Got you. Word. That's insane that you still just do that type of life. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, no, I hope we become coworkers too, but like, it doesn't always have to be about like the job.
No, I know.
Sometimes I just want to like podcast and fuck around.
Yeah, or go to the driving range.
Yeah, I wanted to go to the driving range as well. But the podcast now has 1,000 negative reviews. What do you think about that? Your name being put up literally tens of thousands of times. We're going to hit 100,000 views relatively soon. So that would mean at least like 50,000 people have listened to you and heard your story. What, bro?
I feel like the girl on the podcast was a great move.
I think when I put my therapist on, the therapist who, that guy dead to me. It's trash.
Anyway, yo, I gotta go in.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? My therapist tried to refer me to a psychiatrist for, like, drug use and shit. So I got that.
Holy shit.
I know, isn't that crazy? Peace, bro. still hamburger. Still burger. Still burger. Peace, sir.
Burger.
Thank you for listening. This has been Quality One Entertainment. Sometimes they think there's something there. There's not.
I was just actually thinking as this podcast was going on about some of the memories that I've had in the past and what I've derived, quite honestly, would involve me thinking about myself in a certain way, prescribing a label that I was a bad kid or I did something that was out of character. But can't kids just be kids? Aren't we thinking about things in terms of judgmental parameters and stereotypes about what you would like to see in another person? What if we were purely going through our own motions in a way that was true to us? Can't kids blow shit up and have fun anymore? Can't people still be the biggest version of themselves? What do you say when everything taken away, we've actually forgotten about what made us human?